Wow, this is... It makes me want to break dance.
It's called Funky Fresh.
It sure is. Ooh, can
whoever
you
sent it to us, I can break dance, yeah. I used to be in a break dancing troupe.
What were they called?
The
Butt Scratchers?
Oh, God, yes. Oh, man. Okay. That's cool. It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's called Cup and Smell It.
Stoops. You've been doing that a lot lately.
It's I've been scared to let it out. Hey guys, if you're in Man Francisco, San Francisco, Cox Cobbs Comedy Club this week, Thursday.
Cobbs Comedy Club.
Comedy Club, October 9th. We're there doing the podcast again. It's one of our favorite cities to go to and do the podcast live.
The best,
so we
man.
Hope if you're in Man Francisco Thursday, we have a great show lined up for you that you'll come out and spend some time with us.
8 o'clock show.
8 o'clock Thursday, October 9th. Cops.
It's not so bad for a school night. You'll be home in bed by 10. It'll be good.
It's good. Then I have a full week in Minneapolis, October 21st through 25th at Acme. Please come and see me. Do Acme Comedy Club. November, we take the podcast on the road. We have November 6th at the Highline in Seattle, November 7th at Analog Cafe in Portland, and November 8th, The Empty Bottle in Chicago. And we're really excited.
Didn't say that right either.
Chicago, excuse me. We're really excited to do that live show. Two of those cities we've never been to. Seattle, we're going back to because couldn't go. Even last time, remember?
I couldn't go last time, and guys, we're bringing thunder. I can't wait.
It's going to be thunder all week. And then I really, really, really need your support, and I hope you come see me do on my mini tour where I'm going to New Orleans, Houston, Dallas, and Oklahoma City. That is in November the 14th through the 17th.
That's November 14th.
November 15th.
November 16th.
And November 17th. And I am going on the road one night only in those cities. All the tickets are at TomSegura.com. Please come and see me. Jeans, what else?
Okay, Jeans. I'm in town for a minute. I'm going to be in Toledo, Ohio, November 20th, November 21st, November
22nd,
and November 23rd. And then at Fartford, Connecticut, December 10th, December 11th, December 12th, December 13th.
Wait, you're going to go on the 10th? That's a Wednesday.
Yeah, they switched the week, so I'm actually going to do Wednesday through Saturday, fly home Sunday.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant, mate. Oh, brilliant, mate.
And... Stupid. Where'd you get that from, silly goose? And also, it's a little early to make your New Year's Eve plans, but if you're in the great city of Austin, Tejas...
We're going
to
be together. Yeah.
That's exciting, Austin. We're going to do shows that week. I'm sure you're going to be with your family trying to ditch them the way we ditch our families.
We're definitely doing that. And you might come with me, you said, to at least to hang when I go to Fartnik's in December, right?
Yeah, because I like to be with you. I'm going to bring the dog. We'll have like a family week. It'll be good.
So I didn't mention it, but Phoenix, I'm coming back December 4th through the 7th.
Oh, you're coming back.
I love downtown Phoenix, the club. I love Stand Up Live.
Oh, Stand Up Live's awesome.
It's the shit.
That's a really good club.
Yeah, I'm bringing Pat House with me.
All right, Pat House.
All right, Pat. I see what you're wearing. You got a new outfit.
All right. Okay.
There goes that bark again.
Well, it's much better.
Yeah.
It's a much better bark.
Are you going to bark in the mic again? Jeez.
Yep.
Also, guys, hey, guess what's around the corner? Halloween.
What does that mean?
It means our house is super spooky right now.
How'd you make it so scary in here?
Well, I got all kinds of stuff from Mamazon, all kinds of decorations. And if you're going to do your Mamazon shopping, please go through our website. If you go to the homepage, there's like a little square at the bottom. Click on it and do your Mamazon shopping as you normally would, and it kicks back money to our show. And thank you so much to everybody that has already done that. It really, really helps us out. You know, you can buy animal food, pet food. You can automate cleaning products, which is our house is we're using an ungodly amount of toilet paper. Mm-hmm. One roll a day at least. And so I get that stuff sent to us in silos because of my husband's pooping problem.
No, I knew that was coming. It's because of you.
No, it's yours. First of all, we got a lot of short stories of yours to cover. All right. We had two major incidents in this house.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Also, let's talk about your beard a little bit. It's really full.
Let's open the show.
All right.
And then we'll do it.
Okay.
Here we go. Let's party. It's Wednesday. There's no such thing as Wednesday. Let's do this.
Innocent. I ain't do nothing. I don't know what's going on. All I know is my side of the story. I can't tell no other story. I'm innocent. And mama, I love you. P.O.P. All the time. Right, these are good pimps, boy, baby, for life.
Now
this shit is big time.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother to this.
Your mama in the fucking stand.
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura,
and Christina Pajitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Wow. What was that we heard?
Pimp Squad, baby. Pimp Squad for life.
What's the Pimp Squad?
I guess it's who this lady rolls with. Hmm. And it's weird to mention Pimp Squad when you're crying.
Yeah. Through your tears, you're representing. It's really cool.
Pimp Squad for life.
Love you. P.O.P. All the time. Right, these are good pimps, boy, baby, for life.
That's so ridiculous.
She's getting arrested right now.
Yeah, she's in the back of a police car. She says she's legally blind and that there's no way she could have been the getaway driver, which is what she's accused of being. But that clip has really taken over the interwebs. People want to know. You know, what's up with the Pimp Squad? Are they really holding it down for life?
Man, Big King.
Are you from Houston?
Man, I'm from Port Arthur, Texas, and I'm a female.
So that's the thing is that one of the reporters is like, sir, and she's like, I'm a female.
I'm a female. That's very correctional officer talky. Mm-hmm. Female. Mm-hmm. Most people just go, I'm a woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a female.
Female's like a hard way of saying
it. Well, someone's been through the system, okay?
Y'all ain't figured out my strategy yet? Hmm? I sit at home and I watch Scandal and I wait for dumb shit to happen.
Okay.
And you jam this shit because I say, hold up. What up, PA? Pimp Squad! Club, Ryan Slab, I
hold it back.
If y'all see me getting money, you
legally blind.
Oh, they just tell me, Ryan Slab, we
hold it back.
If y'all see
Yeah,
that's
like
hilarious.
You can always tell. I feel like somebody did something when they're keeps bringing up the way it's not possible they did it.
Yeah.
Like she's just like, I'm legally blind. She keeps just said it like 15 times. Here's like what led up to this.
Hey, so tell us your side. What happened?
Hey, I'm an innocent bystander. They saying I drove a getaway car, but I cannot see. I'm legally blind. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. I'm innocent.
That's my story.
Yeah.
If you didn't do it, you don't go.
There's
that's
no
my
stories.
Story.
And also, some legally blind people, correct me if I'm mistaken, but I think you can wear glasses to correct some.
Well, legally blind doesn't necessarily, you know, it doesn't mean Stevie Wonder.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
So I'm saying there's like degrees of it, and I think you can wear corrective lenses.
Yeah. I don't know. This is great.
Look, I'm no ophthalmologist, okay? I'm just part of the pimp squad.
Sir, are you from Houston?
Sir?
Man, I'm
sir?
From Fort Arthur, Texas, and I'm a female. I did not drive no getaway car. I'm legally blind.
How'd you get wrapped up with these folks?
I got wrapped up. I was walking down the street and I caught a ride.
The old walking down the street caught a ride.
And then I got involved in a felony.
So you don't know these folks then, is what you're saying?
I know two of them.
Two of them. I don't know the other two.
You know two of the people involved?
They saying I drove a getaway car, but I'm legally blind, so how I'm going to drive a car?
So did you know what happened to the 73-year-old victim then? Or you
I don't know what happened. I just know what the police said.
So you can't see at all?
Huh?
You can see though, right?
I'm legally blind. I can see barely. Barely, but
come on,
I'm
not going to answer no more questions.
Pimp squad, baby.
I'm not.
Yelling out, pimp squad.
Still representing, though.
Whoa, okay.
That's important.
Yep. And then this dude's part of it. Let's see.
Answering all my questions, I already discussed it with him.
Come on, I got something to say. Come on,
I think.
Oh, she wants them to come over. I didn't. So they're interviewing another dude, this guy who's clearly gay, that's part of the pimp squad. And
don't you dare point out his orientation. You might get blogged.
Oh, don't blog about me. Don't write a blog. We were enjoying.
That's so insensitive.
We were enjoying this episode of Your Mom's House. And then I got offended.
So homophobic and transphobic, Tom, please.
That should. Fuck, man. Wait, hold on. Let's see. I love that right now that woman is being put in a police car. She's like,
yeah.
Pimp squad! And then she goes, come over here. I got something to say.
Yeah.
So she's baiting them to come over.
Yeah.
I was up front, good enough. And like I said, yeah, I am guilty.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now they're innocent. Like, all right, I'm innocent.
I ain't no robbing type of person. I wouldn't do nothing to no innocent man. I've been robbed. I've been pistol whipped. They got that on file. I'm innocent. I ain't do nothing. I don't know what's going on. All I know is my side of the story. I can't tell no other story. I'm innocent. And mama, I love you. P.O.P. All the time. Straight D's all good. Pimp squad, baby, for life.
Now, did your buddy
watch?
And by the way, you're supposed to go out on Pimp Squad for life.
Yeah, and just shut up.
He's like, now, to further continue this.
Right.
Them do it. Were you there while they were doing it?
She'd be like, man, I already wrapped it up.
I didn't watch nothing happen. They caught me walking down the street. They was giving me a ride.
Ma'am, you have the same last name as one of the other suspects.
Yeah,
are you all related?
But I'm not no good old. I am a Marshall and a Gidry. My mama last name is Gidry. AKA White, because she married.
I'm sorry.
And my daddy's name is Michael Marshall. He deceased. I'm not no good old. I'm innocent. And I don't care what nobody say. My family go get me a part of this. It's good.
What do you.
Sad.
I've never seen people get arrested and then do just like full interviews where it's like they just let the interviewers keep asking question after question.
Yeah, so, you know, usually, I mean, look, if any of you guys get arrested, I think the best policy is to shut up and talk to your lawyer.
Always.
Always talk to the lawyer.
Always.
You know, maybe she likes the attention. Maybe this is finally somebody listening to her, you know?
Oh, and somebody's saying this happened 3 years ago.
Oh.
Well, why is it exploding right now?
Pimp
it's everywhere.
Pimp squad.
I don't know. Pimp Squad.
Maybe Pimp Squad's got a resurgence. Oh, I like God. The nerdy white guy, though, after. She's like, Pimp Squad for life.
And he's like, another question.
Excuse me, I'm white. I
plan on blogging about this.
Oh, can you even believe that? So get your life, comedy bloggers. Get your life, okay?
Should we talk about it? I guess so. We already brought it up.
Yeah.
Without being direct.
I mean, you really, it really chapped your hide yesterday.
I'm so over it, man. I'm so over these people who, they go to comedy shows and they write blogs about how they were offended, you know?
Yeah. It's the new trend. This generation is offended by everything and they got to fucking write about it.
I'm just, this is a woman went to Meltdown and wrote about how...
Wait, hold on. Just so you know, Meltdown is a show in LA.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a very progressive room.
It's a popular room.
It's popular, but not only popular, I would say that they're very liberal leaning.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're not going to see acts that are, you know, outwardly racist or generally speaking, these guys are pretty conscientious dudes. Like, they're more hipster oriented.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, so, like, you could label it, I guess,
alternative.
It's alt. But the truth is it's just a great room.
Yeah, and everybody does it in town when they're in town. It's a good room. Yeah,
and it's a desirable. I mean, that's where you want to go up. It's an awesome show.
These are Jonah your snot rags, by the way. Thanks for putting them in front of me.
Jonah Ray and Kumail Nanjiani have been hosting that show. They run it, and they've been hosting it for, I don't know, a few years now.
Yeah.
And it's bananas. Like, you get, you know, maybe regular comic up-and-coming and, you know, working comics, but then you get, like, crazy drop-ins there.
Yeah, and the audience is good. They listen.
It's packed.
Smart.
It's like a tight room.
Yeah, it's a great room.
I did a show there, I think, last year, where the lineup was it Brendan Burns from Australia, Sarah Silverman, Mark Maron, Jim Gaffigan.
Oh,
it's all
heavy hitters. Yeah. It's all good.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift, and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. I know it can be overwhelming. I've been in that position. And what you want when you're getting to something like jewelry is an expert to help guide you along the way. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. And just in case you're not satisfied, there's 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com.
So this last week, looks like there was Baron Vaughn, Pete Holmes, Susan Burke, Bobcat dropped in, Aziz dropped in, and then Dave Chappelle dropped in.
Who's that last guy? I've never heard of
him. David Yeah. He'd never been, and he did a drop-in, and...
Just a minor comic, yeah.
Yeah, so of course, that's pretty much as great as it gets in the stand-up world. And this blogger writes that they're, you know, flipping out. They love Chappelle so much. And here's the thing. He was very, very funny, she writes.
And she writes that she had a really good time and she laughed a lot.
He riffed on a number of subjects, was personally revealing, had the whole room enraptured. We were all lucky to be there. And that she doesn't want to be known as somebody that's trying to censor comedians.
But and she's going to.
And talk about what they should be allowed to say. And in no way am I arguing that Chappelle should not have been able or allowed to say anything he said. She's just disappointed because the truth is that his set was riddled with transphobia, homophobia, and a bit about the Ray Rice incident that changed the energy in the room in a tangible way. He talked about seeing a drunk transvestite at a party and mocked her. Right, because God forbid you mock any drunk, you know, and if they're a transvestite, then you should just take, just never mock them again. It should be over. He complained about having his pronouns corrected when he referred to her as he, the transvestite.
Right, right.
He maintained he should be able to use whatever pronouns he wanted. He called her a man in a dress. Can you believe him?
I can't believe it.
This bit was not really a joke, just a strange, awkward story, but people laughed. It was pure, absolute, unabashed transphobia, and it broke my heart. He then started talking about the gays. He doesn't essentially saying that he doesn't understand why they need a whole parade because everybody has freaky sex. He compared his foot fetish and the negative reactions and judgment he's gotten from people for it to being gay. Don't get me wrong, the personal stuff about his foot fucking was very funny, but comparing his sexual proclivities to the experience of gay people was also ultimately problematic and misguided.
I'd be offended for the foot fetish community too.
Absolutely.
I mean, everybody should be offended. I have feet and I'm offended that he's talking about people's feet. It's very foot phobic in my opinion.
Let's see, why he felt the need to talk about being mugged by a man who he knew was gay from the way he walked. That was offensive. How could you know? It wasn't all bad, of course. Oh, thank God. But then, okay, so then it wasn't all bad, but then we go back to it being bad. They started talking about the Ray Rice incident and made what was, I admit, a very funny joke about it. I mean, you're complaining about somebody doing it well.
Yeah. And also, just, you know, the reason Dave Chappelle, I wasn't there, so I don't know what he said, but 9 times out of 10, when a comedian is bringing up these issues that are in the zeitgeist, they're in the air. And he's bringing it up in order to bring light to it, in order to allow the collective to deal with their feelings about it. And if he feels ooky about a transgender person at a party or a drunk something, then that's his feelings about it, right?
Yeah.
He's not advocating violence against any. He's saying, look, I'm assuming the bit was something like, I don't know how to address it. He, she, did. Like, that's fine. That's his feeling.
I know what's between his legs.
Right, right. That's his feeling. It's not. He's not advocating hate or I'm assuming Dave Chappelle's never advocated hate against anybody.
It's just
silly.
I think what bums me out is the idea that every set is going to be broken down and put out to the universe. Like, there's something in my mind where like stand-up sets are like they're for the people that were there and they're for that night and they're for that moment. And breaking it down like an investigation is like, it goes against everything that what stand-up's supposed to be like. Like, stand-up's supposed to be like, yeah, you know, hey, remember when you said that? And then you go like, did I say that? You know, you don't even remember sometimes how you said it. And people go like, and you go, oh, like, yeah, that made no sense. Or that was stupid. And they go, well, I still laugh because it like, they know you're trying to make them laugh. You know what I mean? Like, if you're an authentic audience member, you go like, You were talking about the trans gender person at the party, and you're like, oh yeah, and I said this or that, and it's like, we know that you went for it for the sake of entertaining us and making us laugh,
not to be hateful.
Yeah, and yes, it's like, and then to like to try to find what's wrong with how you said it, and then to try to rally other people to be offended with you.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, collectively.
Why do you go to shows? Just stay away.
Right, and especially because everybody knows that there's boundaries that can be crossed with certain audiences. For instance, this week in Kentucky, Newport, mm-hmm. Kentucky, Thursday night was amazing. Mommies came, and Sunday night was amazing. And thank you to everybody that came to all the shows. But for some reason, those two nights, I had a lot of permission to go places I couldn't go on the other four shows. Mm-hmm. So when you have a room where there's consent, implicit consent. For instance, I talk about how lots of geniuses fuck 14-year-olds. Elvis Presley was fucking Priscilla at 14.
Can you imagine the blog about that?
Right. And I go... Who else? Oh, R. Kelly peed on a 14-year-old. So I go, the point of the story is, if you want to be a genius, you got to fuck kids. And yeah. It's just, and it just came out of my mouth. I didn't even plan that. And I got a laugh.
Yeah.
So now if someone would blog about that out of context, out of the that space of consent. And well, now I look person, like a monster. There was a space of consent in that room. And that's why everybody laughed.
Right.
And that's why it was permissible. Yeah, it's fair to blog outside of context. It's not cool.
I don't think so either. And like, when you start taking statements literal, you know,
fuck off. Yeah, like, it kills me.
The person cites that Tracy Morgan story from years ago, how he was at shows and he was saying, if my son was gay, I would stab that little faggot to death.
Right.
And like, everybody...
I'm guessing he wouldn't, really.
I'm guessing he wouldn't, and I'm guessing you have to... Tracy Morgan's a crazy person who right. does stand up. It sounds like a Martian is on stage.
Right.
And like, you can't tell me that if you have seen him say that in person, that you took him literal. Like, he's playing the part of Crazy Tracy.
Right.
Like, that whole point of view of stabbing his gay son because he's gay.
Right.
Is, it's a perform. It's an exaggeration.
Right.
Like, it's done for the point of, like, he's playing the crazy homophobic guy in
right.
that moment.
Right.
I don't know, man. It's just exhausting.
But
to deal with
you know
people.
What, though? I you know, here's how I'll defend her. The flip side of this is it does promote a culture in which you make the argument that because it's an acceptable baseline mm-hmm. argument that it's okay to be afraid of these people, it's okay to mock these people.
Yeah.
That's what she's saying. Like, oh, it's a bummer in society. But here's yeah. the thing, and I agree with that to some. Now, here's the transformative element to that is that once we're allowed to say our real feelings about things and there's an open dialogue, then that subject opens up and then change occurs. But until if you're not allowed to even discuss it, you're never going to change it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So until it's a blessing that Dave Chappelle's honest about his feelings. Hey, yeah. I'm ooked out by X, Y, and Z. So now people are going to talk about it. It's not going to promote. I hope so. That doesn't promote hate crimes. That's fucking retarded, man.
I think it's.
And I also advocate young comedy bloggers out there. If you're so obsessed with what we're saying and what we're doing, I think some part of you wants to get up and do it too. Why don't you pick up a mic and why don't you see what it's like to be on the other side of that experience before you go blogging about what people are doing? Why don't you give it a try? Hey, okay, pick up a mic, lady. And we need more women, by the way. If there's a female blogger, please pick up a mic and do stand-up. It sounds like you have some opinions.
Yeah.
Please, share them.
Yeah,
we need like more women. Opinions. Anyways, so in Kentucky, speaking of, I had the fucking craziest shit happen to me
Pimp
Saturday.
Squad.
Pimp squad. Pimp squad.
Pimp squad. Polite.
I was doing my late show Saturday, and I'm not going to lie, yo, Newport, Kentucky, maybe not my demo. Maybe not the place for me to be wildly successful stand up. Mm-hmm. So I'm 45 minutes deep into my set, 5 minutes left on the clock. And I'm going to be honest, I was kind of like, all right, let's just fucking run it. Let's get her done. Get back to the hotel. I can't really. 5 minutes left. And it's been a ruckusy. I can hear the showroom's been gurgling, burbling. People are getting booted because they're fucking hammered. This mm-hmm. and that's happening. I know it's happening. I'm just trying to get through it. Last 5 minutes. This guy runs up to the stage and he's skinny and he's wearing like some kind of cartoon character shirt, like a Yosemite Sam-ish.
Does he run?
Yeah. because he's being escorted out. Later I find out he's being escorted out, and he kind of breaks away from the guard, whoever's holding him.
Yeah.
Runs to the stage, like, quickly, and stands there, and he goes, "Hey, you suck. No, really, you suck. Do another line." And in my head, I'm going, wait a minute, do another line? Does he mean tell another
like
joke?
Say another punchline?
Yeah. And then I'm like, oh no, he's talking about snorting drugs, which is something I don't do. So foreign from my brain at the minute. Like, I didn't process it.
He's telling you to hit another bump.
Right. Which is what he's been doing all night.
That's obviously hilarious.
And I'm like, what the fuck? And it's just one of those
What else did you learn about this guy?
So I learned apparently he wasn't even in the showroom during my set. He was stumbling around the lobby making phone calls to people. And then when he was in the showroom, he was in the very back and he was talking very loudly the entire time. Like, oh my God, Cam.
And that's why they escorted him out.
So what happens usually to these drunks is that they get escorted out. And on the way out, they like to zing the comedian to show me that he's the boss. That happened to me one other time in Jacksonville. I booted some drunks. And on the way out, I was a fill-in for Tom Green that week. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, we wish we saw Tom Green. I go, believe me, I wish Tom Green was here too. This is fucking terrible. You guys are the worst. So, yeah, it was cool. I mean, it was fun. It ended up being funny. And here's the best part of the story. The part that I really loved is that that audience was so kind. You know, when I was standing outside, you know, talking to people. Every fucking nice person stopped. Everybody stopped and went, that was an amazing show. You're wonderful. Yeah. That guy's wrong. Thank you. And I go, you know what? That's humanity.
Yeah.
That's one turd can't ruin all of that. You know, it was really nice.
Pimp Squad for life.
Also, Zach and Nick, diehards, you know, those two dudes are always there. I got to see them.
Oh, yeah. My Ohio boys.
Hiding from my wife. I got to meet him and his wife.
Yeah.
That was pretty dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's fired up. She's great.
Was she fired up when you met her? Really?
She's awesome, dude. It's so fucking funny.
Did she say anything to you?
Yeah.
What did she say?
She's like, you need to give him a shout out on the show. You gotta help. And I was like, all right, okay.
Okay, miss. We're holding it down. P.O.P.
What the fuck? God is real and God blesses a nigga. All right, here we go.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, I've been thinking about this clip.
Yeah.
Because I feel like as though we have to re-explore it. We can't just have me playing the N-bomb and then not explore this clip. I have to.
God blesses a nigga.
All right. It's making me very uncomfortable.
That is crazy talk.
Okay. It is. I didn't realize.
It's making me so uncomfortable that you're using that as a drop right now.
This clip, yeah. And I mean not just the drop, but that's what happened there was so funny. It was like the funniest. This made me laugh so goddamn hard. So we're gonna go back
because I have to explain myself here. Okay. I don't like you just playing me saying that and not knowing the origin of that. And
so we should play the whole thing, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So from the episode 253, and we kind of. we had explored a little bit with half ounce, who you call 12 ounces all the time. Yeah. He's a gangbanger, and these this clip, we'll just play it in
Wait,
full.
Wait, am I supposed to know who this person is? Like, you say his name as though he's like a famous gangbanger.
No, he's not.
It's half ounce, though.
Yeah, he's a rapper. He's a rapper.
See, but why diminish yourself? Why not be 12 ounces? Why be half ounces?
Half? Are you listening, half?
And, why half?
I literally it's thought, I lot. Think I was going to have an aneurysm. I was laughing so hard at your, you oh, being boy. Perplexed at this, at his nonsense and his, you know what I'm saying? You talk about, you know what I'm saying? Talking about, you know I'm talking about, feel me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm talking about, you feel me, I mean?
You know what I'm talking about, you feel me, you know what I mean?
This guy invented the triplet.
Yeah, he's the triplet.
Oh, shit.
Okay, here we go. You believe in God, so does my man half
out. Yeah, it's time to, you know what I mean, just focus on this music, you know what I mean, because that's all I'm about, you know what I mean, because that's, you know what I mean, shit, I mean, I believe in God, you know what I mean, God is real, you know what I mean, big shout out to God, you know what I'm talking about.
Is this 12 big ounce?
Half ounce, big shout out to God, he gave God it. Now, half ounce took the, you know what I'm saying, to another level, because what he does is he does a three drop.
Triplets, if
he
you will.
Triplets, mm. You know what I'm saying, you know what I'm talking about,
Feel me?
You feel me?
Is that what
maybe,
he says?
Maybe. We'll hear it here in a second.
Yeah, I'm saying
God is real. You feel me? Yeah, that wrong con with some real shit. God is real. Yeah, I mean, God bless a nigga. I'm blessed right now. Yeah, I'm talking about. You feel me? I mean, get.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? You feel me? You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? Wait, you feel me? You know what I mean?
I like it because God blesses a nigga. That's crazy talk. That is crazy talk. That is crazy talk. Yeah, I'm saying. Yeah, feel me? Yeah, feel me? Yeah, I'm saying. Yeah, mean. Yeah, feel me? God blesses a nigga. It's crazy.
God is real. You feel me? Get that wrong con with some real shit. God is real. Yeah, I mean, God bless a nigga. I'm blessed right now. Yeah, I'm talking about. You feel me? I mean, get.
God is real. God blesses a nigga. Wow. Amen. Is that what they say at church? Wow. I don't remember that from Catholic school. All you niggas is blessed. What?
Oh my god, I'm struggling after that one. It's gonna take me a second.
I didn't make it up. That's what he's saying.
A nigga, you know what I mean,
oh,
he let
geez.
Nigga walk again. I done got shot up, hit by car, stabbed up, and all that. You know what I mean, real nigga at this shit. You know what I mean, like all that. You know what I mean, I'm still here.
Not everybody.
What do you think? Jesus Christ, that made me laugh.
I don't think I still don't get what he's fucking talking about.
How do you not get what he's talking about? He's what the clear fuck? As day.
Okay.
I don't know what he's saying.
But 12 ounces is like, okay.
It's half ounce.
Sorry. No disrespect, Mr. Ounce. But I guess I don't. Here's my thing. I don't think God uses the N-word is what I'm saying. I think that's my point. When I heard that, I'm like, God doesn't bless N-bombs on anyone.
Hey, I'm talking about, you feel me, I mean?
God doesn't use the N-word, right? God doesn't. God's not like, hey, bless y'all niggas. He never says that.
Okay.
I've been through that experience.
It hurt. Man, that shit hurt, man. That shit hurt, man. I got stabbed up 12 times, man. Oh.
That's where you get the 12 from, maybe.
Oh, 12 stabs.
12 stabs.
He should call himself. I'm sweating right now talking about this. It was just like, what? God doesn't say the N-word, dude.
No, what happens is most people don't use both in the same sentence. Most people don't say God blesses and then drop that also. They don't, that's not.
Generally,
it's not what happens.
God blesses the meek. God blesses the poor.
Yeah, it's
God bless his children.
That's it.
Horses, puppies, dogs, kittens.
Horses. Yeah. God bless his horses. It's
niggas,
not.
Shit. It's, that's rough.
It's not common to hear. And that's why it stands out to you, because when someone talks about, you know, God is real, and shout out to God, they don't also throw in.
That's another thing, too. You generally don't hear shout outs to God.
You're supposed to be my nigga, though.
Okay.
It's supposed to be.
All right. Let's not. Are we going to bring up every clip now that has the N bombs in it?
No. I'm making a point. Jesus, that's why, man. I think you.
This is dangerous. This is a slippery slope we're on right now.
What are you talking
with
about?
With all the N bombs on the show?
What?
I'm getting nervous. Why? I don't want someone to blog about it now. Oh, jeez.
Let them blog about it. I'm sure they
You're supposed to be my nigga, though. Sharkeisha. I don't know. Shout out to God.
Yeah.
God is my gangster.
God is real. Why do you put the brakes on
it, man? Do me a favor. If you ever get like a comedy award, can we make a deal now or any kind of award? Like you're going to win your Emmy. Will you be like, God blesses a nigga?
Oh, I was going to say shout out to God.
Shout out to God's pretty funny, yeah. You promise me right now?
Yeah, I mean, saying God blesses a nigga on...
It's crazy.
But on an award acceptance, might definitely be the last thing you say on television.
You guys, really, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You feel me, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no.
You know what I'm feeling? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I don't feel like it's weird that you heard that and that it caught your attention to repeat it. I don't think that's weird.
Okay.
I think it's standard. I don't think it's weird.
Yeah.
Can you lend a nigga a pencil?
Okay.
Multiple choice.
All right.
Man.
All right. Well, do you want, is there anything else you need to say about it?
Yeah, I mean, no, just that really. I think, because I was thinking
because you were
about
saying
it.
The drops make you uncomfortable.
Yeah, and I was thinking about what I meant to say, what I meant to say was, back then, I think the thought in my head was like, God would never say, I bless.
Mm-hmm. Now you're censoring yourself.
You feel what you're saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know.
You feel what I'm talking about? You feel me? I mean,
it's just not, you never read that in any like spiritual text is what I'm saying.
Okay. Do you feel good now that you get it off?
I feel a little bit better. Yeah. I just, you know, let's not talk about it anymore.
Okay.
Uncomfortable as shit.
Okay.
Guys, listen to my new podcast. That's Deep Bro with Ryan Sickler this week. We discussed the topic of change. He's going through some changes now. He's about to have a baby. He's not going to. His wife is. And it's a very wonderful episode. He's so funny in it. Ryan's so funny, dude.
He's the best.
Sickle Cell's so funny.
Ryan's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's talking about his childhood stuff and...
I meet people all the time on the road who are like, will you tell him to hit the road? I'm like, yeah, he's not going to hit the road.
He's smarter than us.
Yeah. He stays down.
Damn it.
But
go to Newport, Kentucky.
You got a big...
shit.
You got big people, big endorsements from people in Mom Lando.
Mm.
We have a lot of fans there.
Yeah, we do. Good.
Who were giving you props. Aww. Swole's sister gave you props on that deep row.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, I've been getting a lot of positive emails. I really appreciate you guys listening. Mm-hmm. It's been...
What's up, Triple D? I get paper and I throw it. Chillin' black orchid, hoping these strippers ain't got Ebola. Bitch, don't touch my flesh. I don't want your sex. Guess who turned up in this bitch?
This squad is going down.
Bitch, you get...
So,
sorry, I was looking up my notes and then I accidentally hit Siri.
No worries. That's Deep Bro, though. Tell me more.
No, that's it. The change. The subject is change. And it's there's only one philosophy bit from Heraclitus, which is no man steps in the same river twice, nigga. That's the text.
The Jenny Pentland episode and
the
surprise mystery guest episode were fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard both.
Yeah, they're fun. I can't wait to have you on the show. I have a topic for you.
You could talk to one of my producer friends to see if I'm available.
Do you think you can make some time for me?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's such a fun show. It's different than the show. But there's two sides to everything, right? You got to talk about some real shit, and then you got to talk about farting.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of,
mm-hmm.
Yesterday, we both flew home from our respective weeks.
Well, I should say,
yeah.
Speaking of Mom Lando, thank you to everybody that came out. It was a really great weekend. I'm surprised. You ever get like just surprised at you? It's basically because of your thoughts on a city or an area that you're like, that's not going to be great for me. Or like, you know what I mean? Like you're like, well, I'll do the week, but whatever you have. Like Orlando has been, this is 3 years in a row where it just gets better and better every year.
Mom Lando.
Yeah, it gets better and better every year.
I liked it too. I did it a few months ago. I don't remember when the hell I did it. I liked it too. It was good.
The crowds are super diverse, which I really like.
That's huge, yeah.
It's like all races, all demos, all age groups.
Are there Puerto Ricans there?
Definitely.
Well, yeah. Because when you're Puerto Rican.
You're just Puerto Rican. I understand. Yeah. So it's...
you know what I'm saying? If you don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's just... I thank you to everybody that came out, that listens to the show. But I'm definitely coming back to...
Mom Lando.
Mom Lando.
Well, so then we came home yesterday, and that was nice. And the first thing we do is, you know, the mommies make sweet marital love together. Mm-hmm. And we're laying there post-coital. I get up. I make you a latte. Mm-hmm. My own homemade brew for pumpkin spice latte. Mm-hmm. I bring you the coffee. We take a few sips. I'm sitting at the edge of the bed. What happens?
I go to lift one side to fart for you, and
and you get one out.
I get one out, and I go for a second one.
Right.
Oh.
Sniff that one, baby. Oh.
And then you are like, excuse me. And then I go for my second one and I clench. You see panic on my face. My hand grasps my butt cheeks and I go, uh-oh.
Panic sets in.
Total panic sets in.
I've never seen your face like that. Like, there's one other time you gave me that face, and that's when I came home with my first set of
Steve Harvey's.
And
yes.
You looked at me like, oh, shit, this is bad.
Yeah.
The only two times I've seen that look of fear in your face.
Yeah.
And...
Well, I didn't even want to mess around. I just kind of... I scooched with my cheeks tight to the bathroom, and I sat on the toilet, and there was nothing there. How do you have a false shard alarm?
Well, what led you to believe...
I think it's internal, and you think it's external. Like, it's right on the edge of being external.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what's about to be external is still inside of you.
Okay.
But your senses tell you it's out.
How philosophical. We should discuss this on That's Deep, bro.
Yeah, I know.
The science of farts, the philosophy of farts.
My senses were like, it came out. But when I sat down, no undies, no nut. Like, it was fine. And then I released, and it was absolute disaster. But it was that breakfast place I told you about.
Yeah. Well, we just did an autopsy of the shard this morning,
yeah.
Or the non-shard, the ghost shard. And I believe it's that place.
Yeah.
Because every time I've eaten at that restaurant, I too
It's too bad. That guy's great. I love that. He's friendly and like...
It's not good service. It tastes good going in.
I know, but it's like, how do you make Rhea every time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have diarrhea every time. You know, what's really sad about us traveling apart is that, you know, I woke up in Newport, Kentucky the first morning and I farted and there's nobody there to answer.
Oh, I farted a lot in Mom Lando. And I farted for Krista and for the comics, the manager of the club.
That's hilarious. You farted in front of the manager of the club?
Multiple times. And she goes, does it ever end with you? Because I farted in her car. I farted in her
Shut
office.
Up.
Yeah, yeah.
Poor Krista.
Send her a text.
Krista, I'm sorry.
Send her a text. Send her a say, Tom told me that he farted for you all weekend.
Oh, do they smell bad?
The office one didn't. In the car, she goes, that is horrendous. And she had me leave the car.
Because you know what you and I have been doing in the last like month or so?
What?
You and I are like two orca whales. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like this morning at 5 a.m., I got up to pee and I came back and then I farted.
And then.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's like.
Oh my gosh.
It's like we're connected now in our toots.
Yeah.
When did that happen?
I don't know, man, but you're right. You're right.
Like, you'll send up the call and then I'll answer it. Or I'll send up the call and then you'll
and
answer.
And then I'll answer.
Oh, sniff that. Damn.
Sniff that.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so gross. I thought I sharted. I was sitting in the hotel in Newport and it is that moment of panic. Because like if you shit in your hotel bed, that's a whole other story.
You thought you did?
Yeah. Because I was like, oh, like you, I know what you're talking about. It feels like you
think it's out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that panic of like, I have to have everything. Staff You're clean like, this. Like,
my underwear's gone. The sheets are gone. The smell is going to be so strong and intense. Yeah.
And then you soiled a hotel mattress now. Like, am I going to have to pay for that?
So can we talk about something in this world? And that is this song that...
Oh, man.
It's not submitted to the show, but we know this is a fan. I mean, clearly this is a fan.
Clearly.
One of our youngest fans. And this song spoke to our heart. And it's just, it's really, I don't know how else to describe it other than to tell you that I saw this, I sent it to you immediately, and you were like, is this Jeanette, my cousin?
Well, either it's your cousin Jeanette, or it's some child that you've clearly fathered before us or during our wedlock. I don't know. This kid's your kid.
But
we're related to you.
Adorable. I love her.
Oh my God.
And it's just...
Is that your stomach?
Yeah.
Do you have to shit?
No, it's just making noises. I'm hungry.
Oh.
Let's go.
The poop comes out of my butt tonight. No toilet paper to be seen. A bathroom with nothing to wipe with. There's no way I'm getting clean. My stomach's growling with the poop that is inside. Couldn't keep it in. Heaven knows I tried. No one coming, no one can see. Oh my God, now I feel like I have to pee. I hate how this feels, don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let me poop, let me poop. Can't hold it in anymore. Let me poop, let me poop. I should have closed the door. I don't care what they're going to say. Let the poop come out. The smell never bothered me anyway.
This is, I mean, fantastic. This is genius. Yeah. I mean, she's
genius.
American Idol, America's Got Talent, The Voice.
You know,
she should win them all.
She's got America's Got Everything.
Yeah.
And she's so committed, too, when she's singing to the camera.
Mm-hmm.
She really feels this song.
I want to see her do this on television so badly. It really would make me so
happy. American Idol. Could you see that with J-Lo being like, I don't really understand why you would choose that song, but...
I mean, the lyrics are like, what? And then Simon like, have a voice. Let me poop.
Inappropriate for television.
I can't get enough of it, though.
It's funny, this bowl's too small. With all the poop I have, I don't think it will hold it all. It is already full. It's time to see what I can do to rid my body of this poop. No right, no wrong, no rules for me. I'm free. Let me poop, let me poop. I'm scared to look inside. Let me poop.
And so she wrote this?
I'm assuming.
I mean, she's like one of the Beatles. Like, this is like...
Clearly.
She's 10 years old, probably?
Clearly. The next Paul McCartney, the next John Lennon.
Yeah.
Clearly.
She wrote these lyrics?
Listen, you know, you got the Summertime Jam... what's that Chinese food song is good?
This leapfrogs that by 100 million light years.
Let me poop. I think I'm gonna cry. Here I sit and here I stay until it all comes out.
We gotta send this to Top Dog. I just realized that.
Yeah.
You think this would definitely...
Oh, this is his wheelhouse, yeah.
Solo.
My poop overflows from the bowl onto the ground.
Oh, like yours.
That's happened to me before in Jacksonville, yeah.
My socks are fully soaked in doo-doo all around. And one thought, how could it smell just like that? It's so bad. I think it killed my cat. Let me poop.
I'm just blown away by her. That's real. Emily Mandelbaum. Emily Mandelbaum.
Talent.
Real talent. A real genius. Can we try to get her on the show?
Oh my God, I would love to.
Love to talk poop.
She's awfully young. I don't know if she's on Twitter.
I don't think she's on Twitter, but you know, there's an email account that uploaded this. Maybe we could send them a message.
It's, how many views does this have?
2.6 million right now.
Oh, so she's already a huge star.
Well, I don't know. That's really her main. I mean, she sang another song called When I'm Gone, and it has 9,000 views. And she sang a song at a contest that has 5,000 views, Let Me Poop, 2.6 million.
Well, clearly the world has spoken. They know what they like. Mm-hmm. They know what's good, what topics are of importance.
Yeah.
Let me poop. She does look like Cousin Jeanette, though. She looks like a young Jeanette.
And Jeanette would sing that in a heartbeat, wouldn't she?
Jeanette's an animal. I'll never forget that time we were home in Florida with your folks, and she likes to leave the bowl full for you,
mm-hmm,
as a joke, and then you went into the bathroom. I saw it.
Disgusting.
And I was like, holy, that's like, girl's like a truck driver.
I mean, she shits like you said, like a full grown man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. And Jeanette's shits are like sloppy and bloody, and you know,
yeah, there is mucusy,
yeah,
lining.
I don't know what the fuck she eats, but it's not good.
Doesn't smell better than it used to either.
Mm-mm. No,
it's disgusting.
Yeah, Jeanette's gross.
Yeah, how's your beard? I feel like your beard's on another level these days.
I've been getting a lot of people talking about it.
No, it's like, I'm surprised you haven't done this sooner. Because it's a really nice full, like, I'm looking at the poster behind you, the High and Tight Tour one.
Yeah.
Like, you had a beard then, but it just wasn't as full. Is that what's happening?
Right, that's just trim. It's just much, much, you know, tighter.
High and Tight.
Yeah.
And then, so now you're letting it get full, mm-hmm, and bushy.
Yeah.
And how long do you want to grow it?
I don't want to grow it much bigger. I like the fullness, but I like to trim, you know, a lot of the stragglers.
Looks so good on you.
It's a full-time gig, though.
That's right, because like, yeah, we were combing your beard last night with a fine tooth comb,
mm-hmm,
and it actually got like caught in your fur, in your face fur.
Yeah, no, it's full right now. This is like a head of hair. I mean, this is hair. You know, it's not just like scruff,
like coarse pubic hair.
Okay,
but it's on your face.
Yeah.
Wow.
Imagine jizzing into this.
Oh.
Mm.
So much cum in that beard.
Oh, it's all in my beard now. Mm.
That's a thing.
Juice.
I bet there's like a huge, there's got to be websites for coming in beards.
Of course.
That's somebody's
whatever
thing.
You can think. Don't blog about it, though. Please.
No. No.
I was listening, and then when you talked about
beard,
coming in,
and
you mocked my community. The beard coming folk. You know, we deal with enough as it is. And then to hear you on your show mock us and laugh about the cum that's in our beards, it really took it out of me. I used to like you, but I was just disappointed. You got all that sticky cum in your beard, you said. You made us sound like less than.
I mean, we have pride in the cum in our beards. What's wrong?
Do you know what it takes to get cum in your beard? You got to make somebody cum first. Then you got to have a beard to catch it. Oh, you ruined my podcasting.
What would happen if you had cum in your beard?
What do you mean, what would happen?
I mean, how would
such
it
such a ridiculous question.
Well, no, it's not ridiculous. I want you to think about
it's
the consistency, what it
fuck my stoma,
what it would do to the fur. it would make it stick together after you let it sit for very long.
Yeah, and then it would start to crust over.
Right. It's got to be hard to wash come out of your beard. It's not going to be an easy.
Let's put it out there. I mean, it's, listen, if you're listening and you have a beard and sometimes people come in it, could you tell us what that's like? Could you tell us what it's like to deal with that? Yourmomspodcast@gmail.com. Please send us an email, yourmomspodcast. There's no house. Yourmomspodcast@gmail.com. And please put in the subject line, come beard.
Or do you think there's got to be a movement of people who like having a false beard made of cum?
That's a totally different
right,
thing,
though. Like, give me
But you're talking about two different things.
I am, Tom. Then there's the cum beard, which is just a beard of cum.
Right, right. Yeah. I mean, I just want to, there's a distinction being made right now. Right? It's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing, guys. I know you guys are like, well, beard comes and come in my beard. Those are two different things.
Yeah, two different things.
I think Manfredisco might have some answers for that.
They really might have some answers.
That's a city of cum beards.
Yeah. Or beards. Come on here and shit on my tits.
Or beards of cum.
Yeah, so Thursday we can spend some more time talking about cum beards. Manfredisco. This is another thing. We haven't played it on the show, but, you know, we wanted to talk about it because, you know, I'm buddies with the former champion of the world.
Yeah, you guys are tight now.
And I've been telling my Tyson story on stage, and it's really fun to tell it. And, but some of you know, some of you don't know. Last month, Mike Tyson was in Canada doing his one-man show in Toronto, and he did an interview with this fucking dick slap, and this guy basically is trying to, he's trying to ask Mike the question, hey, you're up here and you met with Mayor Ford today.
Oh, our favorite.
Yeah, and how is that going to affect Mayor Ford's bid for re-election? And it's kind of like, what do you mean? He goes, well, you know, the fact that, like, you're a convicted rapist, could that help him? And the guy's acting like that's a logical, just run-of-the-mill standard question. Like, hey, you know, right. You're a convicted rapist. How do you think that will affect him? And Tyson's kind of like, the fact that you're asking that and you're phrasing it that way, you're doing it to be inflammatory. Mm-hmm. And then the guy's like, afterwards, like, well, I was just asking questions. I don't know why he got upset.
What? Yeah. I was just talking about beard cum. It wasn't a big deal.
But Tyson definitely, this is live on the air. I love it. And you can see the fear in this man's body language and face.
He should be afraid.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can't poke at the tiger and then be like, I don't know why it's growling at me.
I know. Would you ever insult Mike Tyson? Were
not like this crazy? Fucking asshole did. Nope.
Get your life.
Listen to what he said.
I'll start with yourself. Many are wondering, how did that happen, this meeting with the mayor?
I have no idea. It's my fault again. No, at the end of the day, he is the mayor of the city.
That's the promoter. So the accented voice is Tyson's promoter.
The mayor of the city?
Mike Tyson is here to promote the first ever performance in Canada. And when I had Sugar Ray Leonard come to Montreal to launch the book, we went to the mayor's office. We're here. It's an habit. We go see the mayor.
And this is the first time probably in the history of Toronto where the mayor is bigger than the whole city. You know, he's the biggest celebrity than anybody in the city. Everybody wants to see the mayor.
Everything's cool right now.
Mm-hmm.
Then the guy has
and,
to
he's a really dynamic character.
Right, so he read up on him, you sort of would follow
no,
him?
No, I didn't read up on him, I watched him on television.
Right.
You know, in the States. And, you know, he's a big hit in the States.
Now, some of your critics would say, you know, there's a race for mayor. We know you're a convicted rapist. This could hurt his campaign.
Wow. He just threw that in there like, we know you like tacos. Are you going to go eat at Jim's Taco Stand?
Exactly.
What?
The fact that that he says it that way and tries to like
slip it in there. What a shit dick.
It's
man.
A total shit dick move. Yeah.
Yeah.
You respond to that.
Hey, I don't know who said that. You're the only one I heard say that. You know what I mean? And I don't have no comment to that, you know, because it's negative and you're being negative. And I met the mayor,
right.
And nothing they can do about it.
We actually had a really good time. We talked about George Trevallo, who was a legend in your city, great man with whom Mike spent quite a bit of time yesterday talking about.
You can see right now he's getting angry.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez. His life, highs and lows.
So interesting that you come across like a nice guy, but you're really a piece of shit.
Hey, that comment.
Come on. Nah, that was a piece of fuck you. That was a piece of shit.
Yeah. You know, we're doing live TV.
I don't care. What are you gonna do about it?
All right.
Okay.
That's the best.
That's awesome. I don't care. What are you going to do about it?
The best.
We're doing live. Like, that's supposed to stop him from getting up and leaving. We're doing live television.
Fuck you.
Who gives a shit?
That's exactly what he said.
Yeah. Good for him.
And the guy's like, oh. And then you can tell the guy's like,
You got a show that you're doing tonight.
We are.
You know, a lot of people.
We are.
Where it comes raw.
And now he's trying to be like, let's talk about the show. Mm-hmm. Like, after he did that.
Try to get him to stay.
Yeah. And like, oh, let's be cool, right? Are we cool again?
No.
Nope. You already fucked up.
Dickhead.
Yeah.
A lot of people will be there to see your show. Just tell us a bit about it.
It speaks for itself. Everyone saw the show.
All right. It's a Broadway production. It went to Vegas. It went to actually 28 cities in the United States. And we're really, really proud to bring it here. And we're actually going to Monaco on October 9th. We're going to be in Monte Carlo. Right. Is it nerve-wracking for you to do something like this, or is it more nervous for you to box? How does it compare?
I don't know. It's more nerve-wracking for me to hear us talking to a rat piece of shit like you.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And I love that the promoter is just like, I am not ever going to say anything to him about how to do an interview. Like, he's just like, you fucked up, man. He's letting him have it.
Like, no, because you're a piece of shit.
All right,
really,
we're gonna wrap up this interview. Thank you for coming in.
Fuck you.
Nice. I love it. Fuck you. That's great.
Good for
Mike.
I heard that a while ago, and should have played it on the show when it happened. But I've just been thinking about it because I don't know. I almost feel like that guy that asked that question. I think the reason why it hit me today is he's the equivalent of a blogger who complains
about a shithead.
Yeah.
Now, you know what it reminded me of? We were in you and I just did radio together in Florida, and like, I hate when people do this to us when they ask those like inflammatory questions, trying to pass it off as like, we're just being wacky, you know, DJs. They'll say dumb shit to us, like, which one of you is funnier? And you're first of all, we're married. So what's the right way to even begin to answer something that stupid? Really, one of us is going to be like, I'm the funnier one.
Yeah.
That's what she said. Or, you know, that really bothers me. People ask a stupid fucking question. Does it bother you that you guys are both comedians? Like, does it appear to bother either of us?
Does it bother you when she gets something in her career?
Oh, right. That's amazing.
Aren't you competitive? They always go like, I would be really competitive. And I'm like, okay.
Well, you're an insecure dick.
Yeah. And they're like, aren't you super competitive? And I go, no.
No.
And then they're like, well, we were hoping for more. And I'm like, well, you asked. I think you're a piece of shit is what I think right now, man. I think you're basically a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And you're a rat piece of shit.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Yeah, that competitive. You know, it's funny. It's only like insecure old white guys that ever ask that question, because they're like old school sexist pieces of shit who are like,
of course,
I'd hate if my wife was a shitty morning radio DJ.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
You don't have to worry about that, do you?
There's no winning.
There's only one
DJs.
Shitty morning radio DJ in your family, sir. I think you know who it is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What a doucher.
Such a doucher. Yeah. I think that guy, though, I equate him with the blogger people. That shitty interviewer guy. One quick note.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Yeah.
I hate those motherfuckers.
I know. Well, look, we got to get going.
We got a lot to do today.
We do.
Had a full day.
And we got to go to Mom's Manfred Disco. We have a Friday episode to do. Hey, what do you want to go? Do you want to go out on Let Me Poop, or do you want to go out on another song?
No, let's do, let's do Oh My Gosh.
You want to go out to that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like it's been a while.
No, we played it.
Did we just do Oh My Gosh?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, yeah. then let's not do that one then.
Sharkeesha?
I like Sharkeesha, no.
Oh, I know what we'll go out on. Huh. To honor the Let Me Poop girl, let's do Turds on the Ground.
Okay.
Jeff Tipler sent this in. This was a song after you got your turds on the ground.
All right. Yeah? Jacksonville, okay. Florida.
That's right.
Comedy Zone.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love you guys. Thank you for listening.
Bye, guys.
You're my favorite.
And then I clog the toilet. What? And then it overflows the water and turns. Turns the ground and the water comes up and out and everywhere.
Turns on the ground?
What?
Well, yeah, I thought it was implicit in my panicked call to you.
There's turds on the ground. What?
What?
Turds on the ground? There's turds on the ground.
Back up and out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.